Tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Food Bank.
I mean, I guess the alternative to not fixing the bridge is urban decay and perhaps the bridge collapsing.
They thought to themselves, how can I get couples to get into a fight on Valentine's Day?
I might liken an LDS wedding to who does the barn raisings? The Amish?
The Amish, yeah.
They get it done quickly.
Mike went to Target with me, which was very kind of you.
And I've never heard, oh my gosh, that's so cute, that many times in a row ever.
Okay, but listen.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back, Ungovernables.
Hiya, buddies.
Outliers, independent thinkers. Hit that like, follow, subscribe, whatever you'd like to do to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes.
And everything else we got going on here.
On tonight's episode, we can't not talk about the LA fires. Gyms in Idaho Falls, your days are numbered because one-click cancel arrives tomorrow.
About time.
You won't believe the items. The TSA says people from Idaho Falls tried to take on a plane.
No, it's not that. Those are legal.
Really? Reed's Dairy giving back to the community on the one-year anniversary of their unfortunate fire. Power School in District 93 hacked. Some cool snowscapes coming to Driggs. And another Idaho Falls business is claiming that the city of Idaho Falls is making it difficult for them to operate.
Interesting. Makes you wonder who's right.
Here's a great meme to start with. I've decided my 2025 will start on February 1st. January is a free trial month.
Okay, but that sort of implies that you can, like, cancel your subscription?
Right.
And I don't know exactly how that would work.
Honey, cancel my subscription because I'm done with your issues.
I don't blame them, though, because, wow, it's already been quite the year.
Time marches on whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
But you're right. It has been quite the year already, starting with the Tesla in front of Trump Tower. And now, as we record this, we record on a weekend night and it goes out first thing Monday morning. I don't know if they're getting the LA fires under control or not.
And knowing how dry California is, I have to imagine it's going to be hard to get it under control.
Yeah, let's talk about those dry Santa Ana winds. And kids listening halfway down the stairs, we're not talking about Santa. There's a lot of Santa Marias and Santa Claritas and Santa Anas in California because Santa means saint in Spanish. And go to bed. You shouldn't be listening to this anyway.
Yeah, we're bad people who say naughty words.
Let's take East Idaho, for example. We usually have winds coming out of the southwest. Every forecast says wind southwest 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah, like every day.
Except for a few magical days in the summer and even the winter. Spring and fall, it's a...
Yeah, you're almost guaranteed.
Vegas gets the winds too. But anyway, in the winter, when we have cold snaps like we've been getting lately, you'll notice that our balmy 30 and 40 degree temperatures at the end of 2024 have now given way to 20 degree temperatures.
Yeah. The winter always is worse right in the middle of January here in IF.
Yeah. How you doing there, Doug Dizzy Gillespie? You you acclimating, are you, buddy? I hope so. We talked to him on our New Year's Eve Live episode. But anyway, when we get the cold snaps, you'll feel the wind shift and it'll come from the north.
Right.
Remember in Mary Poppins when the weather vane on top of the house changed anyway?
Right. And that was her time to leave?
So, yeah.
Or was that her time to come over?
I think I both.
I remember.
Both. Yeah. But California will typically get winds coming off of the ocean and you get some nice moist air coming in from the west.
Right.
However, times like these, the Santa Ana winds can kick up from the desert. The wind can shift and come from the east to the west.
Okay.
And it's important you understand this because we're actually setting you up for a little clip here in just a second. But those winds coming out of the desert, as you can imagine, like you said, are dry.
Right.
They dry things out and they blow really hard. Typically, they only last for a few days, 3 or 4 days.
Sure.
They've been known to last up to 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's scary.
Well, and especially in the middle of winter, there's not a ton of precipitation going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Right. And here's the terrible thing. There was a year ago. A year ago, they got, I think, an entire year's worth of rain in 11 days.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
And now, of course, the fires are ravaging LA. And they're a handful of people. And I'm just going to call them like I sees them. Ignorant ass motherfuckers talking shit about celebrities in LA. Mm-hmm. And some of them almost gleeful that this is happening. I mean, these are real people. I've got friends there.
Yeah.
From the records industry, the radio industry, the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness nobody I know has been affected by these fires yet.
You know, I have a family member who lived right in the heart of LA who just moved. And you have no idea. As soon as I heard about this, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad she's not there anymore.
Yeah.
But even with that, think of all of the like unhoused people. You know, where do they have to go? They don't even have protection.
As we're recording this, 10 dead, 153,000 displaced.
Right.
Entire neighborhoods reduced to ash. You've seen, Mel Gibson was just on Rogan. Mm-hmm. And while he was there, Rogan's in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And while Mel Gibson was there, his house burned down. So he came back to LA, his Malibu mansion burned down.
Well, I mean, probably the right time to be gone.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And just terrible. I don't care if you're a celebrity or a regular human being. We're all human beings.
Yeah.
And speaking of Rogan, this clip has been making the rounds. It's from episode 2178 with Sam Morril last summer. They were talking about a conversation Joe had with a firefighter.
I talked to a fireman once and he was telling me, he goes, dude, one day, he goes, it's just going to be the right wind and fire's going to start in the right place and it's going to burn through LA all the way to the ocean and there's not a thing we can do about it. I go, really? He goes, yeah, we just get lucky. Because these fires are so big, dude. When they're talking about like thousands of acres that are burning simultaneously with like 40-mile-an-hour winds. And the wind's just blowing embers through the air, and those embers are landing on roofs, and those houses are going up, and they're landing on bushes, and those bushes are going up, and everything's dry. And once it happens in a way where it's so spread out that there's nothing they can do.
And Joe's not wrong that they're 40-mile-an-hour winds, but I've heard this time around 80-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, man.
Yeah, in fact, look at this McDonald's.
So my friend who used to live there all the time would call California a total hellscape. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that picture, that's the only word I could think of.
Yeah. Wild. Mm-hmm. Anyway, our thoughts, they really are with our fellow humans in LA. Nobody needs to go through that. And yeah, people calling out Governor Gavin Newsom for mismanagement. If there's anything we can do to not let this happen again. But, you know, California's always got something going on, whether it's fires or landslides or both, and they both sort of lead to one another or something.
Right.
Anyway.
Man, I sure wish that they would have listened to the experts in the first place, because clearly this firefighter saw this coming.
Yeah.
And I have to assume that there could have been something that could have been done had they, I don't know, put in some kind of infrastructure or listened to the right people.
Right. Comments and follow-ups. You said last episode you thought cows weighed 800 pounds.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
I had no idea. Can you believe 1,100?
Okay, so not too off.
Average cow, yeah. You're only a few hundred pounds off.
300?
I would have said 5 to 1,500.
Right, yeah.
No idea.
To be fair, a big old cow probably could be 1,500.
Right.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that poor deputy that had to pew-pew the moo-moo.
It sounds so bad. We shouldn't laugh, but it's just fun. It's a funny sentence.
Well, yeah, but imagine getting
sad
attacked
situation.
By an 1,100-pound thing.
Right.
No matter what it is.
Yeah.
One thing we put up last episode, but I wanted to say it out loud for the people that just listened to the audio portion of our show. So we put up a map of pack rat locations. You'll see a bunch in Eastern California, Western Nevada, and I think even Utah in there. But somebody in Idaho Falls found a pack rat in their garage. We learned all about them last episode. And
they're cute.
I just thought this map was interesting because, as you'll see, you know, a bunch in Mexico, a bunch in the Western United States, but really in our neck of the weeds, one yellow dot in Idaho. Right about where Idaho Falls is.
Which is so funny, because I've lived here my whole life, and I've never seen one.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of hoping I do, not like in my house.
And then one dot in Montana, right about where Billings is.
Oh, funny.
Correct me if I'm wrong there.
Okay. I wonder what it is about Idaho Falls and Billings.
Major shipping routes?
Maybe. You know what? That would make sense.
Anyway.
Little hub cities and stuff.
Right.
That would explain it.
Oh, speaking of Dizzy Gillespie, he commented on our, okay, we had a reel talking about gift cards.
Right.
Uh-huh. The gift card trick, if you didn't hear last episode, is sometimes when a woman loves a man very much, and she's at Target, she'll get a couple of gift cards to her favorite restaurant. And so when the conversation inevitably comes up, where are we going out to dinner?
Right.
She'll say, oh, look, I have a gift card. Doug says it works both ways. I've got a $100 gift card for Top Golf. We have to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
You know, and that's the thing. One way or another, the money's getting spent.
Yeah.
You know, the only difference is that she's swaying you a little in her favor.
But
now, realistically, of course, open and honest communication is the real champion of any marriage. And you know what? Sometimes it's easier to not have to pick your battles and to just have a couple of easy little white lies. A
lot of SJWs on TikTok and YouTube saying, that's outright lying to your partner.
Well, and they're not wrong. And also, it depends on how you phrase it. Because really, if you just say, oh, well, I've got a gift card to Olive Garden, you're not lying.
Yeah.
You just don't say how you got it.
Relax. Why so serious? Joshua Dibka, a guy I've kind of gotten to know since last episode, Mr. Chili Dog.
Right, right.
Remember the word cloud?
Yes.
For topics
covered. Yeah, where Chili Dog was like ridiculously big
smell.
And I was trying to figure out why.
Burgers. Kindness was in there.
Yeah.
A few other things. Chili Dogs was pretty prominent. Anyway, I saw a comment of his and I said, hey, and I liked it. I said, while I'm here, what's your favorite chili dog in Idaho Falls? Because that was our question last episode. Mm-hmm. He actually replied, Mitchell's.
Funny, the truck stop.
Don't forget about Mitchell's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where Holmes meets Highway 20.
Yeah. So that's actually my dad's favorite restaurant, or at least it was when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
He would take us there basically anytime he was in charge of dinner and didn't want to cook anything.
It's a great diner.
It's good.
I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember going there as a kid and always being excited. I think I'd almost always get their waffles because they had like the whipped cream and the fruit on them and stuff. But yeah, now that I'm a little older. Oh, and I remember their omelets were really good.
Yep. Had an omelet
now
there.
Now I'm a little older. I'm kind of feeling maybe some like biscuits and gravy or something.
Don't forget about Dre. Don't forget about Mitchell's. And don't forget about Just Friends as a great Christmas movie.
That's true. It is.
Anyway, let's put Chili Dog at Mitchell's on our list.
Love it. Why not?
Okay. We were pondering Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve and why it's still called that 12 years after his passing.
Right.
And 20 years after his stroke. I looked into it a little bit. And while I don't agree, now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Clark made a deal with Ryan Seacrest before he passed away.
Okay.
And I think they sort of had a passed the torch agreement.
Okay.
That would carry on Dick Clark's name for, in the contract, an indeterminate period of time.
Mm.
We know that it's going to at least go through New Year's Eve 2028.
All right.
Seacrest took over hosting in 07. So Dick Clark's legacy and name on the New Year's Rockin' Eve is going to last for at least 20 years after he stopped hosting. I'm going to guess 25. I'm going to guess that's the deal Dick Clark Productions that owns the name New Year's Rockin' Eve made with Ryan Seacrest's production company.
Right.
Back to the subject of fires for just a second.
Sure.
Reed's Dairy, can you believe it's been a year? This Saturday, January 18th, will mark 1 year.
Yeah, since their facility burnt down.
Their production facility.
Yeah.
Had that fire.
Yeah, kind of crazy to think, huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad that the eggnog didn't suffer for too long, at least.
Right. They did have that chunky eggnog hiccup during Christmas, but we actually downed both their regular eggnog and their chocolate nog.
Yeah.
On our Christmas Eve live episode, and it was...
It was so much better than the other eggnog you could buy in store. I think we got like Meadow Gold or something.
I think it
not
was.
To
we put it up against Meadow
the bus,
Gold.
But sorry, Reed's Dairy's better.
Yeah.
That's
local.
An opinion.
Fresh, creamier, more flavorful, I believe.
Yeah. The other one just had a weird, I don't know. I didn't like it.
Reed's Dairy is sort of doing a give back sort of thing that you might be interested in, especially if you like Reed's Dairy ice cream in a waffle cone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the only way to really appreciate it, you know. I love walking into the gas station that has the Ammon Reed's Dairy in it because the whole place smells like waffle cones.
It permeates the gas station so much. I bought a bottle of water there a year or two ago, you know, stuck it in my car, didn't think anything about it, went to take a drink and it smelled like, I was drinking pure water, but it smelled like Reed's Dairy vanilla waffle cones. Oh, funny,
like it somehow stuck to the bottle.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, that sounds pleasant. I mean, that's certainly not the worst experience I've ever had with a gas station bottle of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Reed's Dairy is giving back this Saturday, January 18th, when you purchase a Reed's Dairy ice cream and a waffle cone, all the proceeds go to the Idaho Food Bank.
Yeah, which is such a great way to give back.
Yeah, think about making, you know, a few dollar donation to the Idaho Food Bank, and you get a Reed's Dairy ice cream cone and a waffle cone.
Right. Well, and especially right now when inflation is crazy, and frankly, like, there are lots of folks with some food insecurity, and I feel like that's probably the most useful thing you could do for people right now.
Well played, Reed's Dairy.
Yeah.
We're behind you 100.
Yet another reason why we love them so much and why they're such a great member of the community.
Did you hear Power School in District 93 got hacked?
I did. Yeah.
Youch.
Not great.
Yeah.
So, you know, some rando over in India is probably selling everyone's information as we speak.
District 93 was affected by a cybersecurity incident that occurred December 22nd at Christmas.
Ugh.
Who are you people?
Well, they probably don't celebrate Christmas then.
According to I hope you got a lump of coal. According to PowerSchool, an unauthorized individual used a compromised credential to access the system. So, like, I guess parents' information?
Right.
There too. Anyway.
Yeah, PowerSchool is basically a website where parents can check their kids' grades and students can also check it.
Yeah.
So,
it's great.
Yeah, so it does have a parental login as well as your kids' login.
No more changing that F to an A.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do unless you're like a pro-level hacker. But if you are, you wouldn't have an F. So
Yeah. If you would just apply yourself to your studies as much as you did to your hacking.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, parents, probably change your password.
Right. And don't use the same password on everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but isn't it kind of cool? I don't know. I've gotten notifications from both Apple and Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dude, here's 20 compromised passwords on.
Oh, wow.
Because they know your email address.
Right.
And these are the ones that were found on the web. What's funny is, like, trying to think.
Thankfully, I haven't gotten any of those. Maybe my passwords are just better than yours.
Do you remember Shutterfly or Snapfly or something?
Oh, where Shutterfly. You could order photos.
Yeah. Make Christmas cards and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I've been a bad boy and haven't sent those out. Anyway, but I like that they've notified you now.
Yeah, yeah.
For those.
You know what? I do think that we should normalize sending out Christmas cards as like a single person, or even better, a single person with pets, or even just your pets instead of any people. Because realistically, if I got a Christmas card that only had animals on it, that would be my favorite one. By far.
How about my house plant?
There we go. You know, you do put a lot of love into that plant.
Well, it took off after I repotted it this past summer.
Right, right.
And you gave me a vitamin stick to stick down in there.
Well, and I think I gave you a little bit of Miracle-Gro too.
Oh, that's right. The topsoil. That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we just want to mention really quickly that if episodes were years, this would be our demi-sesquicentennial.
I'm not even going to try to say that.
So centennial's 100 years.
Right.
We learned this during Idaho's 150th anniversary. That's a sesquicentennial.
So demi is half.
Right.
Which would be 75.
Yay.
All right. That's fun. I like that.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's basically Latin, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk to, Doug Dizzy Gillespie. This is the third time you've come up in the show, so you must have been on my mind this week.
I guess so.
We wanted
to
talk.
Are you guys secretly best friends?
I guess.
Do you like to skip through the meadow holding hands together? Maybe not this time of year.
You want to run through a cornfield with me, Doug? two people will get that. But there was the question, what is a snow event? Because we had our first snow event last week, and I think we actually had two of them.
Oh,
so it's still.
I guess we kind of did.
Over Christmas, over the holidays, we had these 35 and 40 degree days.
Yeah, with just the beautifulest, most fluffiest snow.
Get an inch of snow. It messes with the morning commute, but it doesn't it's not a lot. And then it doesn't freeze. It melts during the day.
Yeah, right.
Leads to black ice on the roads at night.
Mm-hmm.
No fun.
Yeah.
But I think it was two Saturdays ago now, we got our first snow event, wasn't it? Or was it? Yeah, I think it was Saturday. And we got like 3 or 4 inches of snow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's when they plow. And that's when they basically, you have to check the City of Idaho Falls website if you park on the street, because they will tell you
right
what streets they're plowing and when, and mm-hmm. your car better be off of that.
Yeah.
Or they'll plow you in. Mm-hmm. They'll give you a ticket, all sorts of unpleasantness.
Yeah, yeah.
That you want to avoid.
Yeah, which seems so hard. I know if I parked on the street, I would constantly forget. I'm so glad I've got a garage.
Yeah. Numbered streets, I hate
my windows. Uh-huh. Oh, but I love numbered street houses. They're so cute.
Right. But please remember that the side streets always get plowed last. Mm-hmm. You know, they're out on the interstate first.
Right.
Then the state highways, then the main thoroughfares in town. And then the neighborhoods very last. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I had that wrong. What gets plowed first, of course, is your mom.
I wasn't expecting that. That's actually really funny. Mike, okay. You are a bad, bad boy.
Another thing people are very excited about, and I don't blame them, tomorrow is the deadline for subscription services to offer a one-click cancel.
Right, and that's how it always should have been.
Button on their website.
Yeah.
Option. Yeah.
About time.
Yeah, that's the way it always should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But no more looking at you, Jims.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like the ones that make you do a handwritten letter or something like that.
For
like,
a while, you know, there was a company that was only allowing you to fax in your cancellation.
Which, who even has a fax anymore?
Even up until recently.
Right.
Needed your spouse's signature even though they weren't a subscription member.
Insane.
Just what I hear.
Yeah.
But Jim's notorious for making mm-hmm. it difficult to cancel.
Yeah.
People in town were just reporting.
Right.
Specifically calling out Apple and Botify.
I've heard that before. I hate to say it. Now, I will say I have been a member of the Apple a couple of times now, and I do really like their facility.
Sure.
But also, yeah, unless you're willing to go in and talk to a person, 9 times out of 10, it's not super easy to cancel.
Well, and does that also mean that there can be no more, well, you've got to find somebody else to take over your subscription?
I think that it depends, because if it's something where if you cancel it, you have to pay the remaining balance for the time that you would have it.
Okay.
You know, or half the remaining balance or whatever.
Okay.
Then you might still be motivated to go out and find someone to take over your membership.
Because I get, you know, if cell phone companies offer you $1,000 iPhone.
Right.
They, you know, they do lock you into a 2-year contract, and there should be a penalty to cancel that. So if there's some sort of value or benefit you're receiving, then I get that.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, but if it's just, you suddenly don't want our service, and so we're going to charge you for it anyway. Like, that just seems wrong and unfair.
Right.
Like, if you're not getting any extra value, you know, or if you didn't get some extra value somewhere in there, yeah, that seems not right.
I imagine some businesses will rewrite their agreement mm-hmm. and put the cancellation penalty in there.
Yeah.
But at least they don't also have the option of giving you the runaround for 3 months.
Yeah.
Like some people have claimed mm-hmm. in their posts.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a fan of capitalism, not so much late stage capitalism.
Well, I just don't like it when it screws people over.
Right.
Like, just be decent. If you're a decent person running a decent business and you've got a decent product, you don't need to be shady, baby.
And I believe I'm going to get this right when I say it was State Farm that last April canceled their fire insurance for that particular one of the areas most affected by the LA fires, Pacific Palisades.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I hope that there were no, I hope everybody there
uh-huh.
checked their insurance policies.
Right.
And weren't on State Farm.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Well, I'm just saying, considering how that goes for other CEOs, I would watch. Yeah, we're gonna have to cut that. But
no, we were all thinking it. That's honestly one of the first thoughts I had when I saw that. Hope their CEO's safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do what you say you're gonna do, and then no one will be mad at you.
Right.
It's that easy. You know. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't steal.
Some exciting news for East Idaho, but Chubbuck mm-hmm. specifically. They're getting a Raising Cane's.
Ooh, that's going to be exciting for them.
I'll say the cynical.
And that's like what? The only thing in town now?
I'll say the cynical part up front. I hope Raising Cane's did their market research like Chipotle didn't.
Right.
If Chipotle had opened in Idaho Falls instead of Pocatello, they'd still be in business.
Yeah.
But I am going to get to say, I'm going to claim a future I told you so, Raising Cane's, if it doesn't work out. And I hope it does.
You know what?
I hope it does.
I think what we need to do is look at the menu prices for the closest one to us and just see how they are.
Yeah.
Because really, that's what's going to determine it is, do they have cheap enough food for college students to afford?
Yeah. And I can't wait. I will make the drive. Maybe we'll go get some pho, King Tasty.
Yes. I've been dying for them.
And some Raising Cane's for dessert.
I love that.
I want to taste their chicken. Yeah. So I first heard about Raising Cane's, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. I saw a copycat recipe for, what is it called? Cane's sauce?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
No, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It basically looks like a spicy or perhaps peppery fry sauce.
Sure.
That you dip your chicken in. Oh, delicious. I wonder if it's as good as Nando's.
Nando's is amazing.
Oh, man. That's a UK brand, right?
Yeah, and it's so good.
We heard about that. Dip your chicken. I would take my Jill's Chicken Shack home.
Oh, I remember.
Dip it in Nando's.
That was such a beautiful time.
We miss you, Jill's.
You know, we really didn't appreciate what we had.
We did. I went there a lot.
You did. That's true. You did love your Jill's Chicken Shack.
Well, because I had a listing in Iona at the time.
That's true. That's true. So you're going there all the time to check on it anyway.
He had moved out of state. And I'm like, yeah, buddy, I'll go check on your house. No problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang up. Jill's.
Yeah.
Can I get a...
Sure. Why not? Two birds, one stone, and maybe get a couple of thighs while you're at it.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Okay, but what's the timeline? Oh, so it's happening at the old Denny's location. First, they got to embellish. First, they have to demolish the old Denny's location. That's going to happen in March. Mm-hmm. We hear, I think I saw that on Facebook. And then more locations may be coming to East Idaho.
Well, but it depends on how that one goes, and I'm worried it won't go well.
Popeyes didn't do super hot.
No.
When they came here. I'm glad they were here for the time they were.
Yeah.
And I'm not the reason they went out of business, I can promise you that.
You know, though, even though they have to demolish a whole building before they build it, look how fast they were with the Taco Bell over on 17th.
Yeah.
I mean, that felt like it was what, like a month and a half, maybe?
I was going to say 6 months.
Oh, it felt like it was but way less. I don't care.
Let's maybe compromise and say three.
Yeah, maybe I'm insane. But it felt like it was just down and right back up.
Yeah. Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you party animal.
Ladies, go thrifting for the new year at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike helps Idaho, and when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Looking to sell your home in 2025? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Do you want locally raised beef to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers, use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Our famous potato sack design and the classic iHeart IF tee. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
So head to TetonT-shirts.com, link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
IFAF, Idaho Falls, the talk show with a happy difference. Talk show with a happy difference. IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Are you done yet?
I was wondering.
Not AI, by the way.
Yeah, real people that we paid real money.
And you may have heard a new sponsor in there, Red's Grill, inside the Shiloh Inn in Idaho Falls.
Yeah, we actually got to meet up with David the other day. He was a super nice guy. We had a lovely meal with him. It was a good time.
Yeah. He bought us lunch and everything.
Yeah.
They had a big weekend with the Southeast Idaho Bridal Fair.
Yes, yeah, which is always super exciting. Mm-hmm. So back when I worked at Treasures, I'd always help set up for that. And it was always, I mean, it was a huge deal. But I felt like it was fun. You know, it was great getting to walk around a little bit while all the other booths were setting up.
Uh-huh.
So you could kind of see what was going on. But like, I never got to actually go, not even the year that I did get married, which I was really bummed about.
Well, I always thought it was weird. Why are you having a bridal fair in January?
Why do you think?
And then I realized, yeah, for a June wedding,
right,
that gives you about 6 months to plan.
Yeah. Well, and not
invitations,
only that,
wedding DJ, dress.
Well, and there are lots of folks who get engaged over Christmas and New Year's because that's when family's around.
That's cuffing season.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, and not only that,
if you don't break up by Valentine's Day.
Right.
You're getting married. No,
yeah, probably. But I will say a lot of folks around here don't realize how much time it takes to plan a wedding. I think a big part of that is the LDS culture. You know, they're used to folks getting engaged and married within about a 3 month time period. That's unusual, folks.
Well, okay. On the other hand, I might liken an LDS wedding to who does the barn raisings? The Amish?
The Amish, yeah.
Yeah. They get it done quickly.
They do. They're so used to it.
They get the whole...
Well, and you know, you've got seven kids that are all like a year and a half apart from each other, who are getting married about a year and a half apart from each other. You get real good at it real quick.
So anyway...
By the seventh one, dude, you've got that stuff down.
David, thanks so much for lunch. Thanks for being on our show. Thank you for believing in us, along with, you know, our other partners, Elsie's Closet, QuickNet, and last but not least, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company.
Yeah, some nice folks.
Just really appreciate you being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And can you believe the Southeast Idaho Bridal Fair has been going on for 19 years?
That's insane. Yeah.
And even though it's after the fact, Southeast Idaho Bridal Fair, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five, 21 finger gun salute, and chef's kiss
to you for making it a little bit easier for people to get together and figure out what they want for their wedding.
Okay. The Idaho TSA released their top 10 list of unusual items people tried to sneak by.
Oh, really?
They're TSA agents.
Okay, well, when they say unusual, I wouldn't expect things like drugs to show up on there because that seems like the normal thing they'd try to sneak past TSA agents.
Well, number one was pew-pews, and that was in Boise.
Okay.
Every imaginable kind of pew-pew.
Just dumb.
We're saying that not because we are children, but because, you know, YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube has turned us all into children. We have to use words like unalived.
Well, it's because children are on the platform, so.
Right, yeah. Even though we clearly mark that it's not for kids.
Well, you know, but that would mean that parents would actually have to parent their own hellspawn.
Right. So. Anyway, Idaho Falls appeared on the list twice. Would you like to know when and for what?
Ooh, I really hope one of them is butt plugs.
No.
I mean, not that you really have to sneak that. I think you're allowed to fly with those.
Those aren't illegal, are they?
No, I would hope not. I would hope not.
My heart skipped a beat, honey.
Okay, let me think here. I wonder if maybe one of the things is something really dumb, like you nail files.
No, the first one was in May. Someone tried to bring a sledgehammer in their...
Were they going to Comic-Con as Thor?
Carry on.
Like, what was their plan here?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe they're a construction worker?
Maybe they were a Peter Gabriel fan.
Maybe.
Okay.
Jeez Louise, okay.
Yeah.
What was the other thing?
The other thing was in November, a handsaw.
Okay. Okay, and how do you... I want to know how they sneaked these. You know, like, are they, like, shoving them down the back of their pants? Are they zipping it into the inner lining of their suitcase?
They didn't say.
Huh.
A laptop bag? You know, I don't know.
Right.
But apparently you can take things with blades, but they have to be in your checked baggage.
Sure. Yeah. Right. I mean, just like liquor, you know, like, you can take liquids over 4 ounces if they're in your checked bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You tricksy hobbitses. Not sure... who in Idaho Falls tried to pull that.
Those are definitely weird. Is there anything not weapon related on the list that you saw?
Not that I saw.
Interesting. Bummer. But makes sense because I think the number one thing banned on airplanes is weapons. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your big bottle of shampoo.
Right.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Not want to use the hotel shampoo. You know how we gave U-Pick Red Barn, I'm not going to say a hard time. Mm-hmm. Because when the city has ordinances and requirements that need to be met before you can operate your business, I think you got to meet them.
Right.
I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
I mean, I would certainly, as a business owner, want to meet them because I would much rather do that than risk the health and safety of my patrons.
I'd rather be in compliance than get a fine.
Well, and also, can you imagine if something tragic did happen and then your name was linked to that forever?
Right.
You know?
Right. So we know that it got into sort of he said, she said territory for a minute.
Right.
When basically U-Pick Red Barn claimed that there were two people either on the city council or at the city offices that, I don't know, had it out for them, said, you'll never open for business again. And that there may have been more to that than just they were not in compliance. They operated a pizza kitchen without permission. And I thought nothing of it. Now we've got a second guy claiming that the city is trying to, I don't know, prevent him from opening.
Right.
It's the,
or at least making it difficult for him to get into compliance.
It's the Heart Events. And I think they're a smaller concert promoter, concert venue.
Right. It looks like they do more kind of indie stuff.
Yeah. But I've seen them around for a few years now. I think they started out as Servants Heart Entertainment. I loved that name.
Okay. Yeah, that is cool.
And now it's the Heart Events. They're located. Oh, do you know the Buzz Factory closed?
Oh, yeah. Crap. Well, I can throw out that coupon.
Remember their Buzz Bus that we were marveling over?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I was really excited about their karaoke lounges too.
Yeah.
Dang it. What a bummer.
Darts and stuff, didn't they have?
Yeah. They had all kinds of cool stuff.
Right there on, you know, Pancari and the Yellowstone Highway.
Right.
And he's claiming, well, let's just roll the video.
All right. So as a lot of people know, we haven't been able to do shows a lot lately. And the community needs the Heart. And we haven't been able to do shows because we have to get up to code with the city. But we've been given the runaround. The rules have changed. And the goalposts have moved so many times that we thought it necessary to come here to City Hall and make some noise about it. So this is where we are. My name is Mosey from The Heart, where we provide opportunities for all types of genres and of local music and art in a safe place for all the people who are not often represented. We're at risk of never opening again due to a broken system. The city has the power to make a difference, but instead we have faced roadblocks at every turn. When progress is, like this has been delayed, it's not just businesses that suffer, it's the people who rely on those businesses for jobs, services, and opportunities. It's the family struggling to stay afloat, and the artists, creators, and visionaries who lose the chance to share their gifts and build connections. It's looking like the Heart may have to die up on a hill of just trying to create a space where people can express themselves openly and connect to a community and find some hope in their lives. The city needs more places for everyday people, not just middle class people, to express themselves. And right now that's being taken away, not because of something I did, but because of 4 to 5 months of trying my best to make a building worth it, and then finally getting information just a few weeks ago that if I would have gotten 4 months ago, we could have been open already.
You are an amateur developer versus a professional, real estate developer. It is a harder experience in Idaho Falls, and I think there is some commitment to trying to address that.
So. Don't forget about the next person that tries to help the music community.
Thank you.
So basically what it seems like is if you're poor and you want something to happen in the community with other people who don't have a bunch of money, you're kind of out of luck. So we'll see if we'll be able to open again. If we're not, you know the reason why.
So I don't know if I'm a fan of the packaging here. Dramatic music.
Dramatic music that is too loud to hear him as well as I'd like to, by the way.
Right. And he draws like class lines.
And to be fair, I don't think he's totally wrong there.
Okay.
I can tell. So I know for a fact that it's so much easier for a hoity-toity big, business to come in and create a space exactly how they want.
Things are always easier for people that have the startup capital.
Exactly. And there are not a lot of places that people can go for cheap or free. There have definitely been a lot of times when I've tried to, take folks out and, just hang out. And it's really hard to find free open spaces, even just to meet up and not actually have to spend money. It's difficult. That being said, I don't know if this is a not-for-profit organization or if this is a for-profit organization, because that does sort of change things for me.
Well, and I'll speak a little bit to that. Even nonprofit organizations have to make money.
They do.
To continue doing what they do.
Right.
Regardless, I find it kind of interesting that it's a similar situation to You Pick Red Barn, in that he obviously feels like he's done some things to get his business up to snuff, whatever the issue is, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I wish he'd go into more detail on that.
And that the city is making it difficult for him, like they didn't give him the proper information. So right. So City of Idaho Falls, this is two now.
Mm-hmm.
This is two in a row, two in 2 months.
Right.
Local businesses claiming, anyway, that you're squashing them in an unnecessary and or unreasonable way.
Right. Well, and I will say, I had to go—
Is there going to be a third one?
Right. Well, and I had to go to the Bonneville Commissioner's office the other day to figure out where to drop a thing off, and it was quite a bit of runaround. So if it's anything like that at the city, I can understand why that would be really, really frustrating.
Now, you noticed something interesting, and this, unfortunately, in my mind, reduces the credibility of the heart events.
I hate to say it. And look, I really want to be fair to you, man. But
if you're watching this on YouTube, maybe you noticed it too.
Right. I really want to be fair to him, but I can only be fair if he's being fair. But if he's the one who added the captioning, there's a part where whoever's talking off camera says, well, you're an amateur real estate developer. So, da-da-da, something like that. But the captions say, well, you're poor, so that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, no, buddy. There is, okay, listen, a professional real estate developer who's done this 10 different times might not have had to go to the city to figure out the ordinances, because they've already done it a bunch of times and they already know, okay? If you're an amateur, things are harder, period, the end, because you don't have the experience as someone more experienced.
It's the same reason why, people that do force 84%, I believe is the last percentage I heard, last stat I heard, 84% of people who do a for sale by owner end up using a realtor.
Yeah.
And that's not just because we're real estate agents, but it's true. So yeah, life is harder when you don't have all the information.
Right.
And I wonder if he's blaming his lack of information on the city of Idaho Falls, or if this is a real thing now, because again, he's the second business to claim that the city of Idaho Falls is making life difficult for his business.
Right. Well, and I think the biggest thing too is the information readily available somewhere?
Would, and that's the point she makes is, you're an amateur real estate developer, and it's harder, things are harder for you than they would be if you were a professional real estate developer.
Right.
So I think she might be alluding to the fact that the pros know what they're doing. Now, I also, look, man, I'm all about the struggle of the common man.
Yeah.
And this guy wants to do the right thing. Yeah. He's got a good heart, I think.
Right.
But yeah, life is, we've said it before, life is harder when you don't have all the information.
Right, right.
Anyway. Well,
I would love to see a small business thrive, especially one that's all about creativity and stuff.
Yeah.
And also, is it really a safe space for artists if your building isn't up to code? So I think one thing you should do, if you genuinely want to help and like get your point across and get people on your side, is tell us what isn't up to code and what the city is changing, what they're not telling you, why you can't get the information.
And Heart Events, we do wish you well. We do believe in your mission to bring music to the masses.
Right.
And why wouldn't we? In fact, they do have another event coming up that won't be at their venue, but at a different venue. So check out their Facebook page for that.
Okay.
Also, a present for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you found another one.
Another one.
Where was this?
Is this DJ Khaled? Because another one. It was under the console here.
Oh, that sounds right. Yep.
Anybody a fan of Swiffer Dusters as much as I am? Especially when you have a bunch of sensitive electronic equipment around? I was dusting this week.
When we move, when we move the big check, we're probably going to find like 10 of these.
In the corner of the studio, there's the big Mike Helps Idaho check. You've seen it on Facebook, maybe, but I do we do a $100 donation to a charity of your choice when we close, and I bet there's some behind that.
There's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny.
Also, something we're doing on a personal note, something we're doing next week that I'm looking forward to, we're going to be on Roddy TV.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I don't know. First of all, thank you to other local podcasters.
Oh, always.
Jeff and Greg had me on.
Yeah.
And that was sort of a boys club show. And
I know.
You were upset that you couldn't be on it.
Well, here's the thing. I just love hanging out. I just wanted to be included. I didn't have to talk. I just wanted to be there.
You could hang with the boys easy. They do the Urban Dictionary stuff.
Man, they should hear some of the shit that comes out of my mouth. It's bullshit.
Anyway, Roddy TV has invited us on his show that he does, and we're going to be on, I think we're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, And I don't know when he publishes it, though.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Yeah. Might take him a couple days or a week, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm excited. It's going to be a good time.
And Maddie Danger is going to be there.
I know, I'm so excited to meet her.
Yeah.
I wonder if I should goth it up for this episode.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should. Or maybe it would be, ooh, you know what? It might be funnier, though, if you click on it to watch it and you see, you know, Maddie Danger in her full look and then me in my full look.
With your grandma core.
Yeah. I mean, cottage core. Like, I always go very, like, ultra femme. Mm. You know, lots of pink, lots of white. So, yeah, maybe I should do just good old Carly core.
Okay, questions I have for Maddie Danger. You know, and maybe she's answered these on her YouTube already. If you don't know, we started following her last Halloween. Mm-hmm. But I'm just impressed with her commitment to the lifestyle.
Right.
You know, full makeup, hair. Yeah.
Daily.
The threads, the cars. Uh-huh. But I want to know, like, what new bands she listens to. Mm-hmm. I bet Ghost is one of them.
Probably.
That's because a big one. Well, and they have that sort of retro 70s, 80s sound sometime. And I know she's into 80s. And what was the other question? I don't remember.
I have a couple of questions for her. I'm curious to know, do you constantly get makeup on your pillow? Do you constantly get hair dye on your pillow? What brand of lipstick do you use so that it doesn't end up on your teeth all day?
I think she covers that in one of her YouTube.
She's got to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other thing? And do your feet ever hurt in those platforms? Do you have good insoles?
So follow Roddy TV on YouTube and Instagram. And follow Maddie Danger. She's killing it on Instagram. I think she's got 250,000 plus.
It's the aesthetic, man. It's cool.
On Insta, yeah.
See, that's the thing I love. If you're willing to just be yourself, 9 times out of 10, most people will say, fuck yeah to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's not their aesthetic, like, I couldn't pull off the Maddie Danger look, but watching her do it is genuinely fun.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned in my career is that in order to be fascinating, you have to be fascinated.
I agree.
And she certainly fits that bill.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do we got coming up this weekend?
Alrighty, finally, we actually have some events now that the holidays are over. I'm very excited for that.
One's a good one, one's a bad one.
Yeah, right. Now, speaking of the holidays being over, the Ammon Icy Inferno is this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. If you've never been, it's basically where we all get our Christmas trees together and burn them in a big bonfire. You can feel the blaze from like probably 100, 200 feet away.
It's so much fun.
It's pretty cool.
I think things start getting going at 6, but that's 6:30 is when they light it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. And then this Sunday, 17th Street will be closed starting in the afternoon / evening so that they can remove the old bridge and replace it with a new bridge on 17th near the storage units. And I am so not looking forward to this at all. It is going to be so hard to get around town. I don't know what they're planning to do. They better be able to do it in a day.
So they're going to, you know, First Street and Hit has been closed to widen that bridge.
Right.
The plan is to open First Street so that you at least have one east-west alternative when they close 17th Street to work on that bridge. I mean, I guess the alternative to not fixing the bridge is, you know, urban decay and perhaps the bridge collapsing.
No, you're right. But it's just, I know it's going to be so inconvenient.
For months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get used to it, folks. Next, Downtown Driggs Association is having their 13th annual Snowscapes, the Art of Sculpting Snow, going on January 20th through the 25th, a very special day for me, on Main Street in Driggs. Now, all I want to know is someone going to sculpt Hot Frosty, or do I have to?
Yeah. Right? I wonder if there will be this year.
I'm going to make sure to wear a red scarf.
I know it's an hour and a half drive from Idaho Falls, but it's always fun to go see. And I have actually talked to the guys before that do it.
That sounds cool.
It's fascinating to watch. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly going to be cold enough this year for those sculptures to stand for a while.
Yeah.
There were some years where they were basically working with slush.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Rough. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a sight to behold.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. That seems cool. And looking ahead to February, the 29th annual East Idaho Fly Tying and Fly Fishing Expo is going to return to the Mountain America Center in Idaho Falls on February 14th to the 15th. Seems like a real bad time for fellas.
Nothing says, I love you, honey, more than two tickets to the Fly Tying Expo.
Okay, I genuinely wonder if the person who scheduled this just hates marriage, and so they thought to themselves, how can I get a lot of older couples to get into a fight on Valentine's Day?
I mean, for dudes, there's a couple things you can do to get away from it all.
Sure.
To get away from the wife, and sometimes the wife and kids, and that's fishing and golfing.
And hunting.
And hunting, yeah. Yeah.
That's about it, though. But yeah, if you try to do that on Valentine's Day, I don't know how well that's going to go for you, bud. You'll either have to take them all with you, or you are going to have to tee her up a month in advance, and you're going to have to make sure that you do something extra special a different day to make up for it.
Yeah, I have a feeling the 15th is going to be a lot busier than the 14th.
Probably.
And speaking of Valentine's Day, boy, do we have something pink and special for you.
It's treat time, such a neat time, better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying Lindt Lindor Limited Edition Valentine's Day White Chocolate Truffles.
It's treat time.
Wow, okay.
I know, don't they all look so good?
We did some chopping.
Well, and these are the most perfect color palette for Valentine's Day, too. Look how cute each of these bags are. This one's shiny. They've got hearts on them. This one has a little lace decal. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. All right, now I feel like we're going to have to rate these when we're done.
Okay.
Okay, now do you want to start? Do you have a preference on where we start, or can I just throw them your way?
Tell us what the flavors are.
All right, so the first one is cherry vanilla. That's this bad boy over here. We also have the strawberries and cream. Now, I'm going to admit, we have tried this one before last year.
Those are amazing.
They're so good.
We've been raving about them on and off for the last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm really excited
to try them. And I'm not even a white chocolate fan.
You're not. Yeah. But I am really excited to try them against the other two. And in this context. One is a raspberry cheesecake.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Let's start with cherry, then do raspberry cheesecake, and then do the one we both know we're going to love.
I love it.
Can Perfect. We do that?
Good idea. Kay. Great idea. Okay. I'm actually really excited to try the cherry one personally. I don't know what it is, but cherry's kind of been like, I don't know, a flavor for me lately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, because you're usually a strawberry fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about it. But lately I've been, you know, kind of going off into some of the other red berries like cherries and raspberries and stuff. Ooh, that does smell delightful.
Smells delightful. So this is Carly's dream. Mm. When we first started hanging out, we had the chocolate conversation. She said, not a huge chocolate fan, but I love white chocolate, but as long as there's fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
we've got all the pink fruits, cherry, raspberry, and strawberry.
This is stupendous, phenomenal, delicioso. I'm trying to figure out what it tastes like, and it kind of tastes like cherries Garcia.
To me, it tastes like a cherry cordial.
Yeah. Only instead of the like milk chocolate flavor to it, it's just the delicious parts.
Yeah. It's a cherry cordial, you know, without the actual cherry or the cherry sauce.
Oh, here's something funny. I tried to eat a cherry cordial over Christmas, not realizing it was a cherry cordial, thinking it was just a truffle. And I got all of the cordial just right down, right between the boobs.
Right in the cleave.
Yeah, it was a bummer. Yeah, I ended up having to go to the bathroom. And I had to shove my hand down there to the wrist to get, like, it went all the way to my belly button. Uh-huh. Like, it just fell perfectly between the two. Drove right between the hills.
Great aim.
Yeah, it was incredible.
All right, so it was a nice soft cherry flavor.
I really liked that one.
So I'm looking forward to their interpretation of raspberry.
Right. Now, I like that they did a cheesecake for this one. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to add a little bit of depth and darkness to it. Which I think it's it'll a little, need.
Does yours have a little dot too?
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, they all do. This one did too.
Oh, it did?
It was less obvious. It sort of blended in with the areola.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Okay. Yeah. It's, I wasn't going to say it.
I'm over here talking about boobs. It's fine. Mm. Okay. That's pretty darn good. I almost feel like they could have pumped up the cheesecake flavor a tiny bit more.
Okay, because I was going to say, the first thing I noticed was the cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. It's got that, you know the cheesecake flavor. It's got that creamy cheesecake flavor.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. It was really good, but I feel like it almost borders a little too much on just plain vanilla.
Gotcha, okay.
You know?
So a little more cheese in that cheesecake.
And I don't taste the raspberry as much as I'd like either.
Yeah, so far...
Yeah.
These don't match my memory. So far, the cherry and the raspberry are a little more mild compared to this third one and last one that we're going to try.
Oh, I'm so excited for
this. The strawberry.
The strawberry?
Now, these strawberry ones, I don't know about the cherry or the raspberry.
I already smell them.
Berry. Okay. But these strawberry ones come in a little heart basket that you can get that's super cute.
Little heart box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
Now, I will mention that the heart-shaped box is more expensive, like by a lot. I was about to get to that joke. I'm glad that you got there first.
Okay. I wish I could eat your cancer.
I was going to say, and it will trap you in there for a week.
Okay. Is that the taste you remember? Because it's been 10 months since we...
It's been a whole hot minute.
And it's got the thing too.
That's just so good. See, I think that one's really well balanced with the vanilla and the strawberry flavor. And it's more of a like a real strawberry instead of a weird artificial strawberry.
I mean, you know me and my history with strawberry quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when, if you throw up, if you just ate something...
Right.
When I was a kid, there were two times when I threw up that I can remember.
Right.
Once was after having a hot dog that was cheese filled.
Mm.
Once was after having strawberry quick.
Well, but that didn't leave you, that didn't keep you away from cheese for too long, I'm sure.
Cheese dogs it kept me away from for, and I still won't have them.
Really?
I think I got one at Maverick once that was like a jalapeno cheese dog.
That's too bad because I love me a cheese dog.
It was tough going down, but I kept it down.
Okay, fair enough.
But these are great.
Yeah. I will say that I think that my two favorites are definitely the classic strawberries and cream and the cherry one.
Okay.
The raspberry cheesecake is good, but yeah, I would have liked to taste a little more raspberry, and I would have liked the cheesecake flavor to be more distinct instead of just a like vanilla cake flavor, you know?
If I were to go, I'd go the opposite. I like the raspberry better than the cherry.
Interesting. Okay.
But we're both agreed on the strawberry.
Oh, it's the best. The strawberries and cream is the best. And I'm almost wishing I hadn't said that because now everyone's going to go out and buy that.
Right.
And I want more for me.
It was terrible. Don't bother.
We almost bought the big ass bag of that. Mm-hmm. I think just the one bag was like $15, right?
I don't remember the prices. But there were different sizes. Like, we bought the small bags because we wanted to try all three. Mm-hmm. Then there's bigger bags, and then there's like the big heart that you can get.
Yeah.
And I think there may even be a couple different sizes. We got ours at Target.
Yeah.
But I know last year we also saw them at Fred Meyer and a couple other places.
Yeah. Yeah. I needed a little, shopping therapy. So Mike went to Target with me, which was very kind of you.
It was. And I've never heard, oh my gosh, that's so cute. That many times in a row ever in my entire life.
Okay, but listen, Target just put out all of their new Valentine's Day stuff, and that's my aesthetic.
That's true.
You can't get mad at me.
We just packed up your very pink Pepto-Bismol Christmas.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And now we're, there's hardly any time in between, really. Yeah,
having a nice hyper-femme Valentine's Day. Although, realistically, a lot of the things that I bought, like, that are Valentine's Day-themed decorations are just going to be my normal, everyday decorations.
But hold these all up again. You're absolutely right in that I think Lindt also gets credit for this super cute pink combination, this pink aesthetic.
Right? I mean, I think this is the closest one to red, the cherry one. Mm-hmm. And even that one's pretty pink, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cute.
Well done, Lint.
And I will say also the best looking bag is the strawberries and cream.
Well, we saved the best for last. Mm-hmm. That's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.
And I guess it's a tradition that we end the show with an AI song. So here's another one. Another one.
Well, that was IFAF episode 75. You made it through, and somehow you're still alive. So treat yourself to a chili dog and lose your internal monologue with IFAF episode 75. We're talking about IFAF episode 75. Or click cancel those memberships and leave the hive. Have a Lindor Valentine's truffle and do the Cupid shuffle. Do your dance to IFAF episode 75. We're done with IFAF episode 75. It was all pre-recorded. It sure as hell wasn't done live. So eat that waffle cone like a fool and change your password in PowerSchool. We're done with IFAF episode 75.